Hello and welcome into the very first episode, or I think it's going to be the first, it may not be, of Once Upon a Blurred. I am your host, Miss Jordy, aka the Blurred Bay. It kind of just depends on where you found me to get to this podcast episode, but hello everyone. I am so excited about this first episode because I'm talking about a show that is extremely near and dear to my heart, The Apothecary Diaries. Season 1 just wrapped up. Season 2 also was announced at the close of the finale, and oh my goodness, I am so very excited about it, y'all. But before I jump into it, I do just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a host, interviewer, freelance content creator, all of the above. I love making content and being in this content space. And so I thought, why not start a show dedicated to the pop culture lanes that I love and adore so much? So expect on this show to see interviews, reviews, conversations about anime, games, and just general news around geek culture. And most importantly, I want to make sure with my show that we are also celebrating Black culture in this space. So very excited to launch this. Hope you guys are excited as well. Very excited to bring this podcast to you all for the very first time. So I hope you stick around, subscribe, follow, whatever the platform you're listening on does. Do that so you don't miss an episode. It'll be bi-weekly conversations, not weekly so far because I still got to manage some other things of my time as well, but really, really excited about this conversation. And I wanted to start off very strong and launch a series within all of this as well. So my very first anime review, and what I'm gonna really try to do for all of my reviews around content, if it's games, if it's anime, if it's just more broad with just other shows, I'm calling this peak or weak. So after giving you all the background, the details, my thoughts of the show itself, or whatever it is I'm discussing, I will give it the label of peak or it's gotta be weak. So basically what peak means in the anime culture, for those that are not familiar, when someone says something is peak, that means it is so good, it is incredible, we love it, oh my goodness, I gotta watch it again and again, this is my jam. And if someone labels something as weak, that essentially means that I don't think I want to watch it. Or honestly, most people don't call a show or anything weak like that. And to be quite honest, peak or weak are just opposite extremes. But I thought, what better way to discuss the shows I watch, either in first impressions or just the more broad overall review, as a label of peak or weak. So with that out the way, it's time to get to the meat and potatoes of this conversation, y'all. Let's chat The Apothecary Diaries. Making its debut on Netflix in the fall 2023 anime season, The Apothecary Diaries, I feel like, hit the scene and took off without missing a single beat. So for those that are not familiar with this series, it is a Japanese light novel written by Natsu Hayuga and illustrated by Toko Shinto, following the life of our very young maiden, Mao Mao, who is kidnapped and forced into servitude at the Emperor's palace. And during her time in the palace, she uses her background in pharmacy and problem solving to help maintain order and peace within the castle walls. I did not know what exactly an apothecary was prior to watching the show, but maybe this is a field of research that I need to get into, y'all. It was giving me like Law and Order detective vibes, but also like anime. Oh, we love it. And of course, it features our very strong female protagonist, amazing MC, who I will discuss a little bit later in this review. So I do have four criteria essentially that I'm gonna walk through to determine whether this show is peak or weak. But I think you can already tell by my excitement and my voice and just how overall I've discussed it where I'm gonna land. But the criteria that we're gonna discuss today is gonna be animation and art style. Number one, number two is overall characters. Number three, the story. And number four, any moments and memories that stood out for the overall review. I did watch the full show. So starting off with the animation and art, this is led by Toho Animation Studio. Now, I want to also put it out there that I know everyone loves MAPPA so much, and understandably so. MAPPA is a great animation studio, but we've also got to give credit where credit is due. Toho Animation oftentimes is the first studio to touch some of our favorite shows prior to MAPPA getting its hands on our favorite series like Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, the list goes on and on. And the art style, not to jump down too much of a rabbit hole on that, the art style is stunning on The Apothecary Diaries. From the moment I first hit play on the first episode, I'm so mad at myself for waiting until March 2024 to even start the series, because I was hooked from the beginning. Just the vibrancy, the colors, the way they've done an excellent job of when it's sort of like a sad, low moment, the colors are a little bit more cool, a little bit less vibrant. But then as we see the show progress on, Mao Mao, her outfits, they get more vibrant. You know, the colors are just so rich, beautiful. And honestly, I feel like we haven't seen very many shoujos and just light novels in general animated by a studio of Toho's caliber, I would say, in total honesty. It's very rare that we get this sort of attention on a show like this, which honestly shows you the caliber that is The Apothecary Diaries for me. And I just cannot say enough about just how good this show looks. And then there are moments, and I'll try to keep this as spoiler-free as possible just in case you decide to watch, but there are moments specifically, I love all of the scenes that are animated at night. I should also add that I was not somebody that watched or read the manga or the light novel. However, I will be picking those up, okay? But it is visually captivating. Every scene, like the food looks so good. Mao Mao's makeup looks more beautiful, like the characters, and I know I mainly mentioned the main characters, but even the recurring cast characters are so incredibly beautiful. I'm like, how is everyone in this show gorgeous, you know? So, and I really think it does enrich the story when the animation and the art is just so on point. Really have to give it up to the studios for just the incredible work that they did on this show. I was so captivated by it every single time. So that criteria gets a positive stamp from me. And with that being said, moving on to the characters, mainly I'm going to focus on the main characters, and I'll also talk about some of the recurring ones, but here I'll focus on the two main characters of the show, being Mao Mao and Jinxi. So Mao Mao is our female MC. And honestly, I just want to say that fall 2023 and winter 2024 shows have given us incredible female main characters. And that's what MC stands for, apologies. But have given us incredible female main characters that are so much more than just good looks, damsel in distress. Like, I'm so sorry, I cannot do another damsel in distress character. And if you feel me on that, let me know, because it is exhausting. But Mao Mao is not that. Mao Mao is an incredibly strong, intelligent woman kudos to her uncle who raised her and who taught her lessons of how to be a pharmacist or an apothecary. And she is so intelligent. The castle has to rely on her. She's one of the few women who can read and write. She is always experimenting with her drugs and her, well, not bad drugs, you know, but like roots and things like that. You know, what a pharmacist does. She's really into that type of stuff, which wins her the attention of the other main character in the story. His name is Jinshi. And Jinshi is the typical anime boy that all the girls love. He's so cute. But Mao Mao, listen, Mao Mao is me, okay? She is me. We are her, okay? Mao Mao might be you too if you're listening. Jinshi was doing way too much and he could not figure out for the life of him why Mao Mao was not giving him the attention that he thought he could get from her and that he was getting from all the other ladies, okay? Y'all, and I just love that. Like, I felt like this show had so many life lessons with that. Like, sometimes don't give the hot guy all the attention. He's got enough. Like, do you? But really, it's just because Mao Mao is like, what? Why is he so pretty? Especially in the beginning. And then, you know, things go the way they go toward the end of the series. But it's really just all about this drama and this mystery that these two characters are coming across. But even they discuss a lot within this show about the concubines, and I'll get into that during the next criteria of criteria number 3. But I really feel as though The Apothecary Diaries does a really good job of giving all the characters their shine, their moment, and really fleshing them out. It did not feel as though any of the characters fell flat. And even when there were characters that I sort of hated, and I won't spoil exactly who it is or what he does, but there's one specific character, if you watch the show, then you know what I'm talking about. But he is vile. Like, I'm like, why is he there? In the beginning, I'm so upset. I hate his guts. I think he is this evil person. And then the way the character is written, so well written. I'm specifically talking about Master Luoman. But the way the character is written, it is just not an outcome that I was expecting. I could not have wrapped my mind around it. There's so many moments, and I'll get into this as well during the fourth criteria, but there's so many moments in the show that I feel like are some of the best written episodes I've ever watched in anime. And just so stunning, so incredible. And the characters really do have depth, and it's so much more than what meets the eye with each of the characters. And I feel that Mao Mao, as the main character, is able to draw that out so eloquently because she helps all of the other characters wrap their minds around what could this mystery be that we're trying to solve. So I spend a lot of time on the characters because they add so much to this story, and I truly loved it so, so much. Very incredible job. And that leads me right into the third criteria of the story. So I sort of touched on the synopsis of it, but the premise of the anime is modeled after Imperial China during the Tang Dynasty. So that would be right around the years 618 to 907. That's according to the internet. I don't exactly know when the Tang Dynasty was, but that's what the internet said it was, y'all. During that dynasty, essentially, the emperors brothels and the pleasure district, or some people might know that better as a red light district, were an integral part of the culture during those days. Wars, conquering places, people selling their bodies and things of that nature. So that was sort of like what the gist of that was. And that is exactly the era that we're in with Mao Mao. Even though she comes from She grew up in a brothel, which, you know, I'll let you all research exactly what a brothel is. But a lot of the women there were sadly concubines because they had to do what they needed to do to pay the bills, get money for their family, support what they could and do what they could. Otherwise, they were kidnapped, which is the story of what happened to Mau Mau. Tells a really deep story of struggle. And especially what people sacrificed back then. And it really touched me in so many ways. There's so many moments that I'm recalling as I think about it, especially about the family aspect that the women in the concubine came together to support each other. Some of them broken homes, some of them unwanted children. And it's about how are we taking care of each other? How are we supporting one another? It's so deep, you guys. I wanna say so much more without spoiling it. But I really do encourage you to watch with an open mind of the Apothecary Diaries, because even the royal concubines, I can't remember exactly what they refer to them as, the women who were the main concubines for the emperor that were essentially pleasing him sexually and having his children, and you know, they have first ladies and attendants around them. Those women also were very aware of their jobs. And it's sad truth that some of them are very young compared to the emperor. And it's, oof, just the thought of it kind of is so sad as well. But it tells a very true and honest story of how, you know, the story of women back in those times and those eras. I want to also just quickly talk about moments and memories that stood out for me as we're approaching the 20-minute mark here. But episode 3, I touched on it already, but one of the best written episodes for me that I've almost ever seen in anime, I think I was moved to tears almost immediately. It's Mau Mau trying to solve the mystery of what the people in the palace are calling a female ghost lurking about and scaring people. This female ghost tale is one that's about one of the women who is potentially going to be one of the emperor's concubines and her struggle with wanting to do that. Her struggle with, is she good enough for that? Or what does she actually want to do with her life, you know? And the way it starts, I don't believe anyone could have predicted the end of that episode. I truly don't. And if you did, hit me up because you need to give me the lottery numbers for real. But in all seriousness, it's one of the best written episodes in the anime. I really don't want to spoil that. I really want you to watch it and then come back and let me know what you think about it. And then the second memory, a moment that really stood out for me, other than, of course, the teasing that Jinchi and Mau Mau do throughout, because listen, I am a romance anime girly, okay? Like, I stand for all of it, y'all. But the second one that really stood out for me is about Mau Mau's parents. And, you know, I can't say anything else other than that, but the journey of Mau Mau, you know, and her upbringing and growing up in a brothel and, you know, all of that about her purity and, you know, how the brothel, the women became her family and, you know, knowing the reality of her situation. That was a really deep episode. And there's so many deep truths, hidden truths, ugly truths, I should say, that this anime really touches on in such an elegant way that, wow, you really have to experience it for yourself. If I tell you now, it would be a spoiler, major spoiler at that point. But overall, with all those things said, my final evaluation of whether the Apothecary Diaries is peak or weak is that this show is peak. I am willing to stake my claim right now, stand 10 toes down on the fact that the Apothecary Diaries should be a contender for Anime of the Year. It is an incredibly well-written story. It's visually stunning. The characters have so much depth, and it touches and covers so many ugly truths and real truths about society, not only from the Tang Dynasty back in the early years of civilization, but also situations that people, I'm sure, are still experiencing today. And so it is such a timely anime. I'm so excited that season 2 has already been announced for next year. I'm sad that it is 8 months away, but listen, your girl will be patient as a girl can be. Okay, and so I hope you have, with all of that, maybe consider watching the show. And if you do, let me know in a review, let me know in the comments or my social media channels. I love talking about anime and I would love to have a conversation about it. So that's gonna do it for this first edition of Peak or Week. I hope you all enjoyed it, and obviously I enjoyed talking to you as well. Thank you so much for listening if you got this far in this very first episode. If you enjoyed it, consider leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I will be back in the next 2 weeks with another episode for us to converse about. So I hope you're excited. I'm very excited about taking this little hobby journey with you all. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you and talking to you next time. Bye.